Welcome to the Madera Tribune podcast, sponsored by Pacific Metal Fab. I'm your host, Yugasegia Brendrius, joined with my co-host, marketing and advertising executive, Katrina Solis. And today we have a special guest from Chowchilla, the city's recreation and community outreach manager, Stacy Weisner. She has a plethora of upcoming events and a lot of fun times for families upcoming this summer. So, Stacy, thank you for joining us. And, you know, how's everything going so far?
It's great. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming, Stacy.
Now, I know we were just speaking about earlier before the podcast about some summer events that are coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Can you give our listeners just some more information on what's coming?
Yes, well, actually, it starts this Friday. It's going to be the kickoff. It's coming up soon, and it happened fast. There was a lot of planning and preparation that goes into it, and when it comes fast, it sure just comes. So we're doing a few new things this year, which is exciting. We're bringing a certified farmer's market to Chowchilla.
And repeat that, certified farmer's market.
It's definitely a certified farmer's market. We haven't had a certified farmer's market in years in Chowchilla, and it's something the community really wanted. So that was one of the things when I came into this position that I knew I needed to work on. And so it's here. So that's going to be on Friday nights from 5:30 to 8:30. It's sponsored by Madera County Public Health. And we'll have fresh produce, baked goods, nuts, herbs, honey, and food vendors and merchant vendors. We'll have several of those. So it should be a good time. And it's in conjunction at the same time with our Music in the Park series, which that'll start at 7:30 to 9. And we have 6 weeks, six different Friday nights of different live bands.
I see here on June 11th, you have the Yard Dogs.
I do, the Yard Dogs.
What's that?
The Yard Dogs is one of our most famous bands here
famous.
In the area.
Is it really?
They are very famous. I enjoy listening to them. They do a lot of events around town. They used to do Business Extravaganza. You know, Mookie Calgar is one of the head people for the Yard Dogs.
Brett Molia.
Yeah, Brett Molia, which Brett Molia is a Chowchilla person.
Well, he has affiliates here in Chowchilla, but he's also a school teacher up
yes.
there at Yosemite. So,
it's exciting.
Yeah, and the Yard Dogs is a good crowd pleaser. They are always at the Chambers Car Show, and so we're very excited to have them. But next Friday is the Killer Dueling Pianos. So
I think that's going to be interesting.
I can't believe we got them. I was so excited. I'm excited about all the bands, but
you did a great lineup this year, a very great lineup of the bands and the entertainment.
I hope so. I try to make a mixture of it. We have some Latino music in there, some country, some old school classic rock and roll. So I try to mix it up for everybody.
You did a good job. You did a very good job. Very good job.
Thank you.
Can you talk about just all the time and effort it took to just, you know, plan this? Because, I mean, it sounds like this was an extensive effort on your part.
Let me tell you, if I had to think about it again, I'd probably think twice. I've been doing events for many years. I came from the Chamber of Commerce, and I did all the events in Chowchilla. And the car show was always my hardest event. But I'll tell you what, the certified farmer's market takes the cake because it's application intensive. There's just a lot to it. But I knew it was going to be hard work. I knew that ahead of time, but I was determined to get that done for our community. So I'm really excited that it's here.
So both of these events, the Certified Farmers Market and the bands, are both on Fridays, correct?
Yes, Friday nights.
And they are both at Veterans Memorial Park. And if you're not familiar with Chowchilla, Veterans Memorial Park is a downtown park right off of Robertson Boulevard. You can't miss it.
That's right.
It's right in the middle of town, and it's a nice shaded area. So when you're sitting down, listen to your music, take your ice box with the lunch or dinner, and sit there and enjoy yourself with a nice little blanket because there's plenty of shade trees.
Yeah, it's a beautiful park, and it's also smoke and vape free now. So it's going to be comfortable for everyone to be around. Yeah, it's a really nice park, and it's right there centrally located.
I like it that you made it a family event. These are family events that people can go and enjoy and sit together as a family and have some memorable moments.
Right. And this crowd, I mean, for Fridays, it's a little bit more geared towards the adult crowd. But in Saturdays, I'm really focusing on the youth of Chowchilla. So Saturdays, we're moving into, I did a new event on top of it as well, is Science in the Park. And so that's being hosted by the Community Science Workshop Network, and where they do science projects with the kids, and it's free to the community. And then in conjunction with that is the Movies in the Park. So,
wow, that's exciting.
It's all geared towards youth, everything.
And they get to make up their own science projects, or their little stations that they can go to?
There's little kits that they're going to make, and they can take it with them.
Oh, that's even more exciting. Yeah. Something that they can take home and be proud of what they produce.
And that's free to the community as well.
All of this is free?
All of it's free. It's for our community. So this Saturday, the movie that's playing is Onward. So it's a cute little Disney movie. I think it's Disney. I'm not sure.
Yes.
Is it
probably
Disney?
Yeah.
I'm imagining it's Disney. I haven't really watched it yet, so I said it's cute, and I don't really know what I'm assuming it's going to be.
Now, you know, for me at least, when I think about, you know, public servants and community workers, things like that, you know, I think that in order for them to do good work, in order for them to stay motivated, you know, they have to really care about their community. You know, how does it feel for you personally to be able to, of course, you know, see those kids, you know, enjoy time out, you know, see those families being able to come out of their homes after, you know, all this time, you know, locked indoors and things like that?
Well, I grew up in Chowchilla, and I'm the fourth generation there. Chowchilla means a lot to me, and I put all my blood, sweat, and tears into my job, always have. And it's because of the people of Chowchilla that I would like to try to see things happen for them. And so COVID was really hard, and it was really hard on our community. And it's time that we get back responsibly and safely to where we need to be. And the community needs this. And so I'm really happy to be able to provide it for them.
I think you're doing a great jump start to a new year, to a COVID-free year, hopefully, and having the kids and families come out and enjoy some of the nice summer weather and enjoying the camaraderie of everybody around.
I really couldn't have done this without my sponsors, though, for the Movies in the Park and the Music in the Park, which is Golden Memorial Insurance Services, Anderson Pump, Madera County Arts Council, Yamabin Horn Engineering, and Madera Valley Disposal. Those were my sponsors for those events, and they're the ones that helped make this happen.
I think combining with you and your efforts and your love and compassion for Chowchilla and the sponsors, you guys are planning a great summer for the kids and for the adults. Well, let's jump to another segue here. There's been a couple of new restaurants opened up in Chowchilla, which went to the ribbon cuttings, and the food was great at all of them. I've tasted them all. And what other little plans are in the works for Chowchilla, such as growth or people coming together?
Well, we do have new housing developments coming in. There is more restaurants in the works that are coming in. We're focusing on our industrial area, and it seems promising that we're going to have some growth there.
And the casino.
Yeah, that's not too far from Chowchilla, yes.
And I think that would benefit Chowchilla's business area as well, with the new casino being built right in the middle between Madera and Chowchilla.
Chowchilla is definitely going to be seeing some changes coming. It's changes that they've needed for a long time. The community deserves to be able to have jobs in that town where they can go to work and make a decent living. And it's exciting to see that may possibly come soon.
I've seen a lot of changes over the years in Chowchilla, and it's all for the good. All for the good, all for the good of the community and the people that live there. So I'm enjoying that.
We have a really good hands-on council that is really involved with community as well. And our mayor, Diana Palmer, she's She's starting a program for beautifying Chowchilla, and it's a volunteer program to get community volunteers together to do little projects here and there throughout the year, just to do what we can to clean up.
And I see that's slated for June 26th at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And they're meeting at the same park that you're having the movies in the park and the certified farmers market and the concert in the park.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you have one area isolated so everybody knows that's the joining area where things happen.
Yep. So that should be good. That's a good program that she's started and she's taken care of. And it's nice to see the community be involved, and it just brings a little bit of pride and joy to our community.
Now, in terms of the summer events and other information you have going on, where can listeners actually find that? Is it a website, social media, things like that?
We have all of our events listed on our website, which is cityofchowchilla.org. On the homepage, you can click the button on the summer series events. And then we always have everything on our social media as well, which we have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So you can readily follow those and always get updates.
And if you're a vendor and you want to participate in any of these events, can they find your information there to contact you to either have a booth or have a food truck or something in that nature?
It's a little bit late for the food side because of the Madera County health permits, but the merchant vendors and things I'm still looking at, and they can always contact me and have a discussion with me about it.
All right, well, that's all we have for this edition of the Madera Tribune podcast. We want to say thank you to the City of Chowchilla Recreation and Community Outreach Manager, Stacy Wisner, for joining us this afternoon. And of course, thank you to my co-host, Marketing and Advertising Executive, Katrina Solis. Katrina, do you have any final words?
Thank you very much, Stacy, for coming here and speaking with us. I duly enjoy speaking with you every time and get some new information and a lot of good things in the works for Chowchilla. I can't wait to participate in all this.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I hope to see you again here.